Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Good day. Here are the stories for the Manila Times for Monday, Thursday, March 28, 2024. Today's episode is brought to you by Wilcon Depot, the Philippines' leading home improvement and construction supplies retailer, your trusted building partner. Filipinos don't want charter change, poll. Nearly 9 out of 10 Filipinos said the 1987 Constitution must not be amended, with 75% of them saying it should not be amended now or at any other time, the latest survey conducted by Pulse Asia showed. In the Ulat Sabayan survey conducted from March 6 to 10, 2024, 88% said they did not want the current constitution to be amended now, and 75% of them said it should never be amended. Meanwhile, 14% said that while the constitution could not be amended, it could be amended sometime in the future. Of these, 6% said the charter could be amended during the administration of President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., while 8% said that it could be done in the next administration. Only 8% of respondents said they were in favor of amending the constitution. Chinese SCS moves destabilizing Australia. Australia on Wednesday criticized destabilizing and coercive actions in the South China Sea, including unsafe encounters at sea and in the air and the militarization of disputed features. Canberra said the pattern of deeply concerning behavior by China in the SCS endangers the peace and security of the region, threatens lives and livelihoods, and creates risks of miscalculation and escalation. Holy Thursday commemorates Last Supper. Catholics commemorate today, Holy Thursday, the Last Supper of Jesus Christ, which marks the start of the Easter Triduum, a three-day period leading to the resurrection of Christ and considered the most solemn part of the Holy Week. The start of the Easter Triduum also marks the end of the 40-day Lent, which begins on Ash Wednesday. The 40-day Lent represents the time Jesus Christ spent enduring the temptation of Satan and preparing to start his ministry. It is also on the evening of Holy Thursday, also known as Maundy Thursday, that practicing Catholics do the traditional visita iglesia, the practice of visiting various churches and praying the Station of the Cross to atone for their sins. Critics slam revival of drug war in Davao City. Leading critics of the so-called war on drugs of former President Rodrigo Duterte on Wednesday slammed the move of his son, Davao City Mayor Sebastian Bais Duterte, to revive the brutal policy. Critics of Mayor Bais assailed his move after 7 drug suspects were killed in separate police operations in the city, under the leave or die warning of the younger Duterte to drug dealers and users. In a statement on Wednesday, Bayan Muna chairman and former lawmaker Neri Colmenares said the revival of the drug war has created a dangerous environment for the people, resulting in more killings and human rights violations. Blackwater owner, we should have been 5-0. As far as Blackwater bossing owner Diosaldo Sy is concerned, his team should have easily been 5-0 in the PBA Philippine Cup. Unfortunately, Sy said, the team could not finish strong, especially in their last 2 games, as they tend to play not to lose instead of just push until the final buzzer sounds. For Sy, the team's lack of maturity was the reason Blackwater entered the break with a 3-2 slate, tied with the Daip at the 6th spot of the 12-team league. The 66-year-old billionaire, whose team started the conference with 3 straight victories, stressed the importance of finishing strong.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sports, Heidelin off to Phuket for Olympic qualifiers. Olympic champion Heidelin Diaz is gearing up with the rest of the Philippine weightlifting team for the International Weightlifting Federation, IWF, World Cup tournament in Phuket, Thailand. The tournament will serve as the final qualifying event in weightlifting for the upcoming Paris Olympics later this year. Diaz on Wednesday showed a social media story of herself and her team that includes husband coach Julius Naranjo at Terminal 3 of the Ninoy Aquino International Airport. Based on the IWF's Paris 2024 Olympic qualification rankings for the women's 59-kilogram division as of March 4, Diaz is in 8th position, after her participation at last year's IWF World Championships in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and lifted a total of 224 kilograms. Business. Auto sales growth speeds up in February. Over to business, motor vehicle sales accelerated in February, automakers reported on Wednesday, raising industry hopes of a strong first quarter and possibly another record result this year. A total of 38,072 units left showrooms last month, the Chamber of Automotive Manufacturers of the Philippines Incorporated, COMPI, and the Truck Manufacturers Association said in a joint report, up 23.2% from the 30,905 units sold a year earlier. The growth rose from 15.5% in January, when sales totaled 34,060. Opinion and editorial. Antonio Contreras and Yen Makibenta are today's front page columnists. Contreras looks into private property rights, while Makibenta recalls a speech by former Chinese leader Deng Xiaoping. Today's editorial calls for a microplastics ban in the country. Read the full version in the paper's opinion section or listen to the Voice of the Times. For more news and information, read the Manila Times on print, subscribe to its digital edition or log on to www.manilatimes.net. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok and LinkedIn, and be part of our communities on Viber, Telegram, and Mastodon.
Our longest trusted English newspaper since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer, order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice, trusted since 1898.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.